watching me? Do I look dashing?
Nobody says dashing.
James Bond says dashing.
You think you're James Bond?
I could be James Bond. Got Connery's swagger. Definitely Daniel Craig's physique. Lazenby's... I have no idea what he's known for. You okay?
I had an interesting conversation with Lewis last night. He said I should be careful of you and Rachel. Do you have anything to worry about?
No. He hates me, and he's just trying to get to me through you.
So you never...
No. You got nothing to worry about. She's just a friend.
Okay.
And I am Lee. Oh, cool.
We should go out.
This is going out.
No, I mean, you and me and Rachel should go on a double date. Does she have a boyfriend?
I don't know. No, I mean, going on a double date with somebody from work might be kind of weird.
If I get to know her, then I won't worry. It'll be fun. Just a couple friends going out, right?
Awesome.
Still your bike?
I have a lot on my mind. It's a safety issue.
What are you talking about?
Lewis, he told Jenny about Rachel and me. It was one kiss, and she kissed me.
Okay, soap opera, just give me my documents. Harvey! Cameron! How the hell are you? It's good to see you.
Wow.
Too damn long. Cameron Dennis, district attorney. Meet Mike Ross, my associate.
Hi. I guess that makes you his Harvey.
Sorry?
Harvey was my associate. I taught him everything he knows.
Best ADA to come up since...
me.
You taught him.
Never go to court.
That's me. It's not about caring. It's about winning. It's me.
No way. Harvey's Harvey.
Yeah,
exactly.
We should catch up, have lunch.
Hey, you know what? This is crazy. I'm free for dinner tonight.
Just cancel whatever you have and tell Jessica I demanded that you clear your schedule.
Dinner it is. It'll be nice.
That's my boy.
All right. You know where to find me. 8 o'clock. Glad I ran into you, Harvey.
It's pretty good work.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Ross, you still work here?
Funny.
Yeah, because I thought after I beat you.
Yeah, I got it.
Thanks for expediting.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Do you need something?
Did you know that Harvey was a prosecutor?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
I've read every bio at the firm. People work for the DA's office. It's on their bio.
Well, we ran into Cameron Dennis this morning.
The DA?
Yeah. He says that Harvey's the best ADA he's ever had.
No. Come here. State nothing about being a prosecutor.
Yeah. I need you to go on a double date with me and Jenny.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
You have to. Listen to me. Lewis warned her about you and me.
How did he even
you
get...
You know how. Because he walked in right after you kissed me. If you say no, she's going to think something's going on between us.
Okay. I'll go.
Thank you.
Frickin' Lewis. Oh. Is this Harvey?
Okay, you are definitely sending me that photo.
Westlaw listed him as prosecutor of record on pages and pages of cases.
I told you.
I don't get it. Why wouldn't he have this on his bio?
Because. Maybe he has something to hide.
It's a idealistic core of your being, where even the greatest cynic has not given up hope. That's why we listen to music.
Oh, that's beautiful, Lewis. Really. And I think your decision to leave law to become a music critic is in everyone's best interest.
Okay, I was quoting Peter Sellers. I just got 1,000 ahead tickets to Nixon in China.
Are you two dating now? Should I come back?
Sit down, Harvey.
I love it when you talk to me like my third grade teacher, Mrs. Cove.
Gentlemen, Malcolm Price died last week.
Truly great loss for humanity.
You want to mock the dead? Fine. But his tabloid, Nothing But the Truth, has made us a fortune. Price has left his estate, 10 companies, including the tabloid, to his two daughters, Madison and Kelsey. We have been asked to divide the assets up fairly.
And I'm here, why?
Because they hate each other. Malcolm structured the will to bring them back together. You have a knack for bringing parties together who don't see eye to eye.
So why is he here?
Because Madison Price requested him.
You sure she's not mixing him up with me?
Hardman had me do some contract work for a couple years back, so I guess I made an impression.
Right. So you each get a sister.
You think pitting us against each other is fair to Lewis's client?
Please, dividing financial assets, you couldn't shine my shoes.
Someone should.
Well, actually, I personally shine my own shoes, so there you go.
Yeah, lucky them.
How come you always ask Donna? Donna, by the way, those are really nice shoes that Lewis has on.
Gentlemen, we're on the same side. And although I would not choose to have you both on this, that is how it fell. So, I expect you to put your differences aside and work together on this so that everyone can be happy. Can you manage that this time? She's always hated me.
Well, maybe this is a chance to put all that behind you.
I'd like that. Really, I would, but Maddie, I don't think so.
Maybe she'll surprise you.
Kelsey's a bitch. She doesn't deserve any of it.
Well, I'm afraid your father didn't share that point of view. According to his will, we were meant
to find a division of these companies that makes both of you happy. But I want to make sure that
you're happy.
You want to know what will make me happy?
Whatever makes her miserable. It's simple.
I want nothing but the truth. My father and I worked together on it for years and...
It made me crazy. The two of them pretending that tabloid was literature.
It means everything to me. All I want
is to sell off that piece of garbage and for her to get as little as possible.
What made her so mad at you?
She blames me for our dad leaving her mother and marrying mine.
How could she think that's your fault?
Because her mother got pregnant and used it to rope in my dad. And then little Kelsey became the center of his universe.
Do you know what it's like to have someone hate you out of pure jealousy?
We'll get you the paper.
Do you know what it's like? To watch someone else get all the attention when you know you're twice the person they are.
She's not getting that paper.
Maddie, Kelsey.
Lewis,
Harvey,
Doctor.
Doctor.
Trevi.
Nice. Good meeting.
Yeah, we connected you.
We're on the same page. Mm.
What was Kelsey looking for?
I don't know. Why don't you ask Jenny? You seem to like talking to her.
No, Mike, that's not distracting.
I was just waiting.
For what?
To not be distracting. How come Harvey doesn't talk about working for the DA's office?
Who told you that?
Cameron Dennis. We ran into him this morning. They're having dinner.
That's why he wouldn't tell me where he was going.
What's going on, Donna?
Let it go. Don't ask Harvey about this.
What's the big secret?
It's no secret, just... Don't...
And what are we talking about?
The Price sisters.
Those girls.
We really have to play nice with Lewis. I want to crush him.
You want to crush him? Get over to the paper, kick the tires, and figure out what it's worth.
How we were supposed to use the independent valuations.
What? You think he's going to play by the rules?
I know he won't.
That's why you better be 3 steps ahead of him, because I can guarantee you Lewis will be 2 steps ahead of you.
Speak of the devil. Her Majesty's here to see you.
I heard that.
You were meant to.
Gentlemen.
Your Highness.
Okay, you know what? That's exactly why I'm here.
To be mocked?
No, to set clear ground rules to keep the negotiation above board.
Absolutely. No kicking, no biting, and no rabbit punches.
And now you're mocking the ground rules.
No, I'm just mocking you.
Point one. We both agree to use the independent valuations.
Absolutely. Good point.
Point two. You do not call Jessica in to mediate. This is you and me.
You afraid Mom's going to take my side?
No, I know Mom's going to take your side.
Because I'd be right.
Point three, Chinese wall. You can't access any internal documents that I create.
Let's make Jessica proud. We do this right, everyone walks away happy.
Wonderful.
Don't worry, we'll still crush.
I heard that.
You were meant to.
Care to make a wager?
Our job is to make both sisters happy. How do we know who wins?
Well, no. Usual amount?
No. I think we should change it up this time. I win, I get Mike.
You can't bet me like I'm chattel, Lewis.
Not like he's gonna win.
1 month.
10 days.
Harvey.
2 weeks.
9 days.
Harvey!
All right, you know what? Fine. 10 days. And in return?
Well, that's tough, because anything you have, I wouldn't want.
But you're gonna bet me for nothing?
Harvey? Harvey Specter.
Alexander Leeds. I hear you're working for the Attorney General's office.
And you're fighting for the oppressive capitalists.
Winning for the oppressive capitalists.
Oh, good for you. We should have lunch. Catch up.
Who told you I was coming here tonight?
No one.
I haven't seen you in 5 years. You want to catch up? You want something from me, and it isn't lunch.
I want to talk about Cameron Dennis.
6 feet, Pisces, wavy hair.
I'm serious.
I haven't worked for Cameron in over a decade. What's there to talk about?
The Attorney General's investigating allegations that he systematically buried evidence to get convictions.
So talk to people who actually work with the guy.
No, that's the problem. He stole their boss. Nobody's talking.
Neither am I. Over lunch or anywhere else, so best of luck.
Harvey, I was hoping for some lunch. I'm having you subpoenaed to testify before a grand jury. Enjoy your dinner. Give Cameron my best.
Hey, Harvey. Glad you could make it, how are you?
Tell me about the bullshit running that you staged this morning. How long did you have to wait so that you could pretend to be surprised to see me?
10 minutes. You're never early, but I didn't want to cut it too close.
Well, I also just had another little run-in with Alexander Leeds. Really want to drag me into this?
Calm down, Harvey. I'm not dragging you into anything. They're dragging me into this. It's election year nonsense, and I wanted to warn you.
So you asked me here to warn me?
Well, to reassure myself that you've got my back.
How bad is it?
There's nothing I can't handle, but I'm glad you're here. Look, Harvey, whatever differences we had, we were a good team. The truth is that if anything taints the work that we did, it'll be bad for both of us.
Is that a threat?
No, no, it's just reality. We put away bad people, Harvey. We fought tough battles, and we won. I taught you how to win.
It's not exactly what you're telling me, though.
I know that you didn't always approve of the means, but we both know that the end result was always right.
You're still the best smooth talker I know.
Use it now. Talk your way out of this. Settle.
Because if this goes to court, there are skeletons to be found.
And we'll find them.
You want to bank on that? I have your back. I am not volunteering anything. But if push comes to shove, I won't perjure myself. Not even for you.
How was dinner with the Antichrist? Subpoena came for you. What are you gonna do?
What would you do?
I'm sorry. Are you feeling okay? You just asked my advice. All these years, yeah, it's a first.
You were there, what would you do?
I'd tell them everything. I'd watch Cameron go down. I'd throw a party, I'd drink champagne, I'd go to bed, and I'd sleep like a baby after I did it.
Really? Don't equivocate.
He's poison, Harvey. Leaving there was huge. You could have gone down a dark road, and I'm telling you, I would not have followed.
I just got back from the paper. This place, it's a growing asset. There's opportunity for expansion. If we get this thing for Kelsey, I think she's set. I saw Elvis there.
Great.
Exciting.
Am I interrupting something? Dinner didn't go well?
It's okay. Old times.
If that's how you want to play it, let's talk about this proposal for Lewis.
You know what? Why don't you take a run at it? Get the best deal you can.
You bet me, and now you're hanging me out to dry? It's fine. I'll do it, and I'll win. Oh, did you decide what you want him to pay you when I win?
His tickets to Nixon in China.
You want to go to the opera?
No, but Lewis does, and making him miss it will be amusing.
So you get nothing. You are betting me for nothing.
Are you still talking?
Right. So, do you find a date for tonight?
Yep.
And?
And we'll see you there. What? I thought that's what you said you wanted.
To sit with you and Jenny and have her seeing into my brain the whole time.
Seeing what?
You do remember that we kissed, right?
I remember. It'll be okay.
Is this a good time to talk about division of assets?
No.
Is there a better time?
Yes, when Harvey's available.
Harvey asked me to handle it.
He thinks you can beat me?
Prove him wrong. What's there to lose? Except for Nixon in China, of course.
What do you have for me?
Okay, so there are 10 companies. We propose that Kelsey takes companies 1, 3, 7, and 9.
So that gives us...
52.3% of the assets.
Generous, but no.
Alternatively, we propose that Kelsey takes companies 1, 2, 4, and 8. That gives you...
54.6%. No.
Do you have a counterproposal?
No.
Okay. Kelsey takes companies 1, 7, 8, and 9.
No.
Lewis, that gives you 60% of the assets.
Yes, but no.
What is it your client wants?
Well, your offer makes it infinitely clear what your client wants. The tabloid. And what my client wants is for your client to not get what she wants, so you can't have the tabloid, period.
You're legally required to take these offers to your client.
So bring me up on ethics charges. Or report me to your supervisor. Oh, wait, shit, I am your supervisor. Hold on 1 second. What are your complaints? Have any? No? Really?
We're supposed to find a fair and equitable settlement, Lewis.
Well, then you go run and tell Jessica. Oh, wait. That would be breaking the rules, and then you'd have to come work for me. So why don't you run along now and get Harvey and tell him to get off his ass and join the negotiations, because you just failed.
When you left the DA's office, you said you were done, you had learned enough, and that you were ready to move on. Was that just bullshit?
You were the one who wanted me to have trial experience. You said that Cameron was the only one that I should learn from.
And what exactly did he teach you? Harvey, why did you leave?
He had a case. I caught him burying a key piece of evidence he was obligated to turn over. The guy was guilty. The defense would have used it to let him walk.
All right, what kind of exposure do you have?
I told him no. He didn't listen.
Then you were obligated to report him.
Which is why I left.
Why didn't you tell me this at the time?
Because you put me there, Jessica, to be mentored, okay? And it occurred to me that might have been exactly what you wanted me to learn.
For the record, it wasn't. I'm going to represent you at this deposition. I'm going to try to keep you from talking. But I think you should.
He was my mentor.
He is a public servant.
He was my mentor.
The standards are higher.
He was my mentor. And I am not going to be the one to expose him any more than I'd ever turn on you.
Somebody drown, somebody drown.
Worst dating story, identical twins. I was a lab rat for their social experiment. They were trying to prove that women were shallow and can't see beyond the surface.
And they wanted to get laid.
Yes, that too.
Good times.
So you slept with them both?
Almost. It turns out they weren't identical after all. Wow. Excuse me, I am just going to run to the ladies' room. Oh, I'll come with you. Okay.
What's wrong, Mikey? Looked at the office?
Didn't see you. It could have been worse.
It's good.
You and Rachel, how long have you guys been dating?
You know how lawyers and clients grow close over the course of a trial. And when we kicked your ass in the mock trial, we, bonded.
You know, in the real world, dating clients is a violation of ethics, right?
Good thing it's not the real world. So I intend to violate those ethics all night. You know the funny thing? I always thought you'd get there first. Tell you she is.
Shut up.
Someone might think you're jealous.
Someone might think you're a dick. Oh wait, somebody already does.
It's good. You should write that one down. Keep a journal of these things.
Finish your tofu.
So how did you two meet? I dated his best friend. I know, it's awful, but he was a bad guy, and I didn't see it. Mike showed me. The truth is, I think there was always something there with us, but nothing happened until Trevor and I were totally done.
Never?
Well, we did kiss once. Hey, having fun?
Loads. Right, Mike?
I think we're gonna go.
What? No, we're having fun.
Yeah. Have fun. You have fun.
Yeah.
Kyle, really just... Okay, Kyle, just... You know,
what's your problem?
Stop it. She doesn't like it. Oh, my God, that guy's such a tool.
So what? He's not your date.
Yeah, well, I have to work with him.
That's not what bothers you. He's with Rachel and you know him.
Oh, my God. Jenny, we've been over this.
I've seen the way you look at her. I've seen it before. It's the way you used to look at me when I was with Trevor.
Jenny.
I'm going home, Mike. Decide what you want. In or out. I like you. A lot. But you can't have both.
I worked as an assistant district attorney for the county of New York for 2 years.
Tell me about your relationship with Cameron Dennis.
Vague.
Did you and district attorney Cameron Dennis work closely together?
He was my boss. He supervised all my cases.
And were you personally close?
Subjective.
A judge would allow it.
And yet there's not one here. Do you really think by deposing him on the stand you're going to intimidate him?
I think deposing him here will let him know what it will be like if this evidence is brought forward at trial.
You're not getting to trial.
If your client doesn't perjure himself right now, I won't have to. Were you and Cameron Dennis close? Personally?
He was my mentor. It's a hard relationship to define.
Moving on, counselor.
All right. We don't have to talk about Mr. Dennis. Let's talk about you, Mr. Spector. In 2 years, you handled 18,362 cases, 36 cases a day. That's beyond impressive.
Thank you.
You took 147 to trial, winning them all.
Don't go to trial if you're not going to win.
Why'd you leave?
An attorney by the name of Jessica Pearson helped me get through law school, and she felt that I could use trial experience. But I always planned on ending up at her firm and paying her back by earning that firm outrageous settlements. How am I doing?
Could do better.
You two think that this is a joke?
Argumentative.
You're damn right it's argumentative. Because he knows that laws have been broken and he has an obligation to report it.
Ms. Leeds.
But if this is the way you want to play it, the Attorney General has given me a broad mandate to uncover what went on. And it need not be limited to Mr. Dennis. Were you part of the problem, Mr. Spector?
Vague.
I'll rephrase. In your capacity as assistant district attorney in the county of New York, did you knowingly suppress evidence in violation of the ABA rules of conduct, the NDAA standards, and the New York State Bar Rule 8.4, Section C?
My client would like to exercise his Fifth Amendment rights at this time.
I hear you botched a settlement by negotiating against yourself.
I didn't...
You let Lewis know the one thing that was most important to our client.
Yes, I made a mistake, but Lewis made one too.
Well, he didn't mention that.
Yes, he knows what our client wants, but now we know the one thing his client wants. She doesn't care about winning, Harvey. She just wants our client to lose.
Okay, well, that's good. So what's next?
We lose. We give her the tabloid.
Well, how does that make our client happy?
We let Madison have the paper, and then we take everyone who works there, and we start a new one. They all love Kelsey. Nothing but the truth is just a name. We let Madison have it.
I've taught you a thing or two.
Well, I see that you're up to speed. Well, as am I. I noticed there were some employee issues at the tabloid. You know, contract's about to expire. So I just want to let you guys know that I went ahead and locked up all the key employees. Just to protect us. Since we're all working on this together, right?
Mm-hmm.
He knows.
He can't.
He does.
I was careful. I deleted every file from the server. The only time any paper trail left my locked desk is when I faxed it to Kelsey.
You faxed it? From the large machine that stores all the information you put in it to be printed back later by anyone who has your code?
He can't do that. We have a Chinese wall thingy.
Oh, God, he's going to beat us, isn't he?
Look, he knows what we're up to, but he couldn't keep his tactics to himself.
So we can use that against him.
And that's how we'll crush Lewis.
Refresher course, Harvey. You and Lewis aren't opponents on this one. You're working together.
Like Captain and Tennille? If so, he's Tennille.
Who?
You need to come with me.
Am I in trouble?
Yeah, Harvey. You are.
Gonna buy me a drink before you screw me?
Sit down, Harvey. Let's know what she has to say.
You got me trembling in my boots.
You're a small fish, and you don't even swim in the pond anymore. But if I have to eat you alive to get to Cameron Dennis, I will. This is my case against him. Falsifying DNA tests, coerced confessions, testimony buried.
You have all this, why do you need me?
Because this is circumstantial. You have the crimes, but you can't physically tie them to Cameron.
He's a dirty public servant, and I think it's why you left. Your record was too good to just walk away.
Maybe I got greedy.
Harvey.
I'm not testifying.
You're being stubborn.
And this isn't one where you get to make the call.
I'm sorry. I've done all I can. It wasn't just his cases he cheated on. Hector Avila. Take a look. You think you were really that great? You think your great track record was because of your skill? I got two theories here, Harvey. Either you're wasting your time protecting a man who screwed you from the beginning, or you didn't just know he did this. You participated. In which case, I'll have you disbarred.
Come on. Come on. Damn it.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just sending some faxes.
Stand down.
They're stuck, Donna. What are you gonna do?
I'm the fax whisperer.
That's ridiculous, right? I've tried everything. I've already done that, and it didn't... Whatever.
United International wants to buy the tablet?
Whatever you do, don't say anything to Lewis. Kelsey Price does not want to sell.
Not a word.
Thanks.
Whoa! Something explode in here?
Just doing some research.
Yeah, because you always do your own research. Okay, closed door meeting with Donna. With Jessica, dinner with some DA you've never even mentioned before. Is this all something Cameron Dennis taught you? Keep secrets from everyone because you're so good you don't need anyone's help?
There's an investigation into evidence tampering. I've been asked to testify against my old boss. I'll face charges myself.
You could be disbarred.
If I'm found guilty.
Are you guilty?
Not of evidence tampering. I would never do that.
Of anything else? Anything I ever did, you put me in front of an unbiased judge, I walk away clean. You put me in a courtroom with a grand jury, anything can happen.
So are you going to testify?
I'm not sure what choice I have.
Well, some dickhead once told me that when they put a gun to your head, it's not just give in or be killed. There are 146 other options. You'll figure something out.
I'll have a proposal for you in the morning, and I think we'll all be happy. All right? Night.
He took the bait?
Like shooting fish in a barrel.
Good work.
Where are you going?
I just might take your advice.
Tides are turning. You're turning with them, Harvey? They turn you?
Hector Avila. You don't even know, do you?
This is some old case.
It's my old case, and you buried evidence.
Wearing a wire, Harvey?
No, you're not. I can tell. I'm not that easy to read anymore, Cameron.
You are to me.
Hector Avila.
Was he guilty, whoever he was?
He was my case.
Guilty is guilty.
That's not the way the system works.
The system is broken, and you know it. It's not reasonable doubt. Juries want to be sure without a shadow of a doubt.
It was my case. You worked for me. They were all my cases. You're a disappointment.
No. You're the disappointment. You could have been DA yourself. You are twice the lawyer than any of the pricks lined up to run against me. But you sold out. You help rich people keep their money. That's all you do. I stack my value to society against yours, and I win by a mile. So you're selling me out?
We both know they don't want to put you in jail. That's not what this is about. Walk away, Cameron. Make a deal. Let someone else be DA. And all of this, it goes away.
Otherwise, you know what happens if you talk. They start reopening cases. Maybe Hector Avila walks away. He murdered once, he'll murder again.
You do remember him, don't you?
Oh, I remember them all. Maxwell Rankin, what was it, 34 or 35 women that he raped. Alberto Plank, remember him? He burned his children alive.
You'll open the floodgates, Harvey. You want that on your conscience? Then make a deal. It's on you to keep them in jail.
Okay. Okay. You win.
This isn't winning.
Good to see you, Harvey. Let's do it again soon.
So your client's really willing to give Madison nothing but the truth?
He made it clear it was non-negotiable. I convinced my client to settle, and she wants to move on.
You sure there isn't anything that you want to disclose?
Nope. I think we're good.
Then we're good. Everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's claims.
Thank you, Lewis.
You happy with the deal?
As a matter of fact, I am. You?
You don't even know the half of it.
Don't I? Are you happy that your client got the paper or that you turned around and sold it? You didn't think I knew about that, did you? I want to know why I'm happy, Lewis. I'm happy because when you read over that offer from United International, I wanted you to read that. I wanted you to sell to them. Because the thing you didn't know is that yesterday, Kelsey Price bought United International. You shouldn't go behind people's backs, Lewis. You shouldn't try and access information that's none of your business. It could backfire.
I think we need to talk to Harvey.
I'm sorry, Harvey.
You set me up.
No, Lewis, you set yourself up.
The sales offer was meaningless until you read it.
This is cheating.
You cheated, Lewis. You broke the rules, and you have to pay the price. People may think that lawyers will do anything, that they can do anything. Now, I'm not willing to accept that, okay? You can't go skirting the rules and justify it because you think someone else broke the rules, okay? You cheated, and you lost! End of story.
Harvey, I won. His play acting by the fax machine, that was so obvious. I found out Kelsey owned United International. I thought if they wanted the paper so badly, how much would they overpay for it? 50%. Harvey, you overpaid 50% for a business so buried in expenses from the employee deals that I made. It barely stay afloat. And then all I had to do was convince Madison to sit back, have fun, watch her sister fail miserably. I won.
Your client got what she wanted. So did ours. Jessica asked to make everyone happy. Everyone's happy. It's a draw.
Just hold on a second. You tell me the truth right now. This will win you?
Fine, Lewis. You win. You were a step ahead. You got Mike. 10 days.
You think I want him now? I just wiped the floor with him.
Can I help you?
I'm not gonna let him take the fall for that asshole.
Have a seat.
Harvey didn't see it for a long time. I mean, Cameron's good when he wants to be. You know how I judge a man's character? Not by how he treats his equals, but by how he treats the underlings. Lowest rungs on the ladder. You always impress me in that regard.
Thank you.
Harvey would never use that, and he'd kill me if he knew I had it, but can you help him? Can you use this to help him?
Is Harvey punishing you for something?
Lewis.
No, you lost? You have to work for him?
I lost, and then he said he didn't want me. He farmed me out.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Is there anything I can do to help? What?
That.
What are you talking about?
I wanted you for months. Rachel, I flirted, I made up some scheme where we were married, and you made it clear. You don't date anyone from the office until I start seeing someone else.
Okay, you're delusional.
Why did you bring Kyle on that date?
Because it was last minute, and because you needed me to help convince your girlfriend that you don't like me.
You did it to get to me.
This is crazy, it's just stupid.
You don't even like the guy, Rachel. Jenny comes to drop off a suit at the office, and what do? You kiss me.
You know, I seem to recall you kissing me, too.
Yeah, that's the problem. I did, and it was great. But it's too late. You were too late, and I can't do any of this.
Do what?
This. You joking about your first time, or rubbing my shoulders, or touching my arm. You're playing with me, and you know it.
What I know is you're playing with me, too. You kept flirting with me long after you started dating her.
Yeah, well, that's gonna stop.
Good. You know, and while you're at it, no more running to me for favors or asking me for help. How about you find yourself some other paralegal? Because as far as I'm concerned, we're done.
Yeah, I forget what excuse to use this time. I've heard them all before. Can you give us a minute?
Well, Jessica.
I've spoken to Alexandra Leeds. She told me about the deal you cut.
What do you want me to say?
This is a copy. I'm driving over to the Attorney General's office right now. If she doesn't tell me you've cut a new deal by the time I get there, she gets the original. And then I give her the proof.
You don't have the proof.
Don't I? Cut a new deal. And if you ever mess with one of mine again, Alexandra gets that anyway. You don't have to testify. They don't need you anymore.
Cameron made a deal?
He made a deal to sell you out. But I made my own deal. He'll be stepping down, spending some quality time with his family.
How exactly did you manage that?
Not your concern, but you're in the clear, Harvey. Some people would be happy with that news.
That son of a bitch. Clifford Danner, he was 18. I put him in jail 12 years ago. Kid's been rotting in prison his whole adult life.
And?
He's innocent. Cameron buried the evidence. If I'd had it.
Do you have enough to overturn?
I don't know.
So what are you going to do?
Get him out.